Well, in what ways were your aunts and uncles important to you? What ways did they influence
you? Oh, well, we loved them dearly, all of them. I used to go and spend time out at Grandma's and at Uncle William's, who lived close to them. I stayed over at Uncle William and Aunt Pink's. His wife's name was Sarah. Her nickname was Pink. I didn't know she had a name other than Pink till I was grown. And Gaston was my age. He was from June till December older than I. So we played, and I helped Aunt Pink and so forth out there while he'd go out and help his dad. And we, seemed like he had a goat. And we tramp around the woods. I remember we got into there was a little cypress pond right near the house that had water in it. We got into a tub and decided that we could float in the tub, but it didn't float. But anyway, it wasn't deep enough to hurt us. Aunt Pink didn't know that, though. She was giving us trouble all that. And I loved Uncle William and Aunt Pink very dearly. But I guess the one who would take up more time with children than anybody else was Mama's brother, Uncle Martin Corby. He had 10 of his own. And I remember staying at Uncle Martin's maybe once with Gladys. Gladys was his baby sister, Mama's baby sister too. And but he was lots of fun. He was a little bit like Tooch. Tease. And Uncle Hosey was single for a long time, and he was at Grandma and Grandpa's longer than the others. And after Grandpa died, there was Grandma and Uncle Hosey, Estelle, and Gladys all living together. And then Uncle Hosey married and brought his bride in there. And so I used to go out there in the summer and stay with them some, do whatever Gladys did, and sweep the yards, work around, go around the neighborhood a little bit, ride the mules, so forth. They had a little old mule named Kit. We used to ride Kit. Both of us got on at the same time. And she wouldn't let us catch her sometimes. Did I tell you that story?
No.
You could take the bridle, and she'd stand there, wait for her. You'd walk up to her with the bridle, and just before you got to her, she'd wheel around and kick up her heels at you, get away. So we had a time ever learning how to catch Kit.
Did you finally have a method for catching
her? We'd go in the house and get Grandpa's overcoat and hat and put it on.
And would he come to you then?
She would come.
Yeah.
She'd stand still.
And then you could put the harness on her?
Mm-hmm. Gladys had to put it on. She was taller than I was, see. She'd put on Grandpa's overcoat and big wide-brimmed hat. And old Kid would stand right there just like that.
Well, who were the cousins that were important to you or are still important to you now?
Well, I've gotten away from all of them. They're all important. It's not that they're not, but I don't see much of them.
Were there some that you saw a great deal of or close to when you were growing
Gladys, up? Gaston was mine. He was my age and my playmate. And that's why I was a little bit tomboyish. What, you want sugar?
Let it go.
You know.
We'll go right soon. We have a little bit more to do.
Would that kid annoy you guys on his bike?
Well, let us finish this.
It was
this.
Annoying us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was annoying Artie.
You had a favorite cousin, Gaston.
What did you say?